Let's go live to Dallas. Odyssey Station, 105.3 The Fan, joining us right now, River Island's guest line. Thank you so much, short notice, for doing it. It's RJ Choppy, who is on in the mornings on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. RJ, thanks for hopping on. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I'm on my way to baseball practice. I have a feeling that all the dads are going to have questions.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going, right?
Well, yeah, we're dads and we have questions.
Exactly. What's your answer? Because you know what the question is. Hey, RJ, what the hell are the Cowboys doing?
Man, I was trying to fix something in the house, and I get up and I see 74 unread text messages.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, no. What happened here? And I figured it was a group chat blowing up. But, man, I'm a little surprised. Not because, like, this isn't a move that 31 other teams wouldn't make. I'm surprised that this team does, because Jerry is very much in a win now. He's always said, I ain't got time for a bad time. That's his line, right? I ain't got time for a bad time. He's getting older. Never thought he would effectively punt on a season at this age. But I was stunned, because for that very reason, I never thought he will go down this road and go through with this. He's always eventually paid. But something here, whether it was the quote-unquote handshake agreement and Jerry felt very slighted, or whether it was Micah just not kind of refusing to talk, or David Mulligetta, the agent, refusing to talk. I don't know what it was. But something went astray here.
And do you think that it is as simple as, you know, the handshake agreement where Jerry allegedly went behind the agent's back and then he found out and then Micah rallied up with the agent? How long has this situation been this badly broken?
Well, I do think it's very possible that that was the issue, that, you know, the agent and Micah just were like, we're not doing this. And remember, Micah back on, what was it, August 1st, said, you know, he requested a trade. And I never thought the Cowboys would go through with it and actually trade him. But, yeah, something happened. Something went sideways with this. And I don't know if Micah's camp just never got over the fact that Jerry refused to start negotiations again. Jerry had said, that the offer they made was a great offer. It was over $40 million per year. And, you know, he made that offer to them back when it was just to him and Micah. And when that went, when that handshake agreement got kind of, you know, stepped back on, you know, I don't think Jerry ever offered it again. I think that was a problem.
RJ Choppy is with us, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. After the big news, Micah Parsons traded to the Cowboys. I'm sorry, traded to the Packers. Cowboys get two first rounders and Kenny Clark, the nose tackle from the Packers, on the way. RJ, do you happen to be listening to your station right now, or when this went down, did you tune into The Fan?
No, I was I just finished getting ready for the next day's show, and I had started on my honeydew list before I leave for baseball. Baseball friend. I was trying to put together a vacuum cleaner. I was not listening to anything. I got my phone just kept dinging.
Okay.
And my wife was like, dude, your phone's blowing up.
All right, so can we play for you what was said right as it happened? This is clearly your coworker. Would love to get your reaction.
I would have tried to push this thing for more, but the Cowboys clearly were saying, screw this. We want to get rid of this guy. This isn't going to work for us. I am just blown away and stunned that they actually did this. I did not think we would live in a world where Jerry and Steven would move a player of the status of a Micah Parsons. And I would like to applaud them for doing so.
Yes, I'll
because
join you in
I think
applause.
Big picture, yeah. This is great for the organization.
Okay, we got multiple hosts on your station applauding this, RJ.
Look, team building wise, it's absolutely the right thing to do, right? You move on from, you can't have a $60 million quarterback, a $35 million receiver, and a $45 million edge rusher. You just can't do it. That's $130 million on three guys. Dak is not good enough to be able to put that kind of emphasis on a top-heavy roster. If this was the Chiefs, you can get away with it, right? If this is the Bills, but not this team. So strictly team building, I've got no qualms with this. I'm just stunned they did it. I didn't think they would do it.
It's an interesting statement, and I think it begs two questions. First of all, one of them is, if that's how you feel, that the other two guys that you paid are sort of like, if they're going to have that, then you can't keep this guy. I'd ask you, then should they have paid those guys? Should they have $60 million a year wrapped up in Dak?
Look, I don't think they should. I didn't have a problem. I didn't have a problem when they did it because they still had a good roster. But now that the roster is, like, it's obvious you don't have Micah anymore, and Micah was a kind of a cheat code on defense. Their defensive EPA is number one in the league when he's on the field, and it's last in the league when he's off it. So, you know, like that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're not gonna have Micah Parsons, there's no point in having Dak Prescott. You're not gonna win. You know, so there's no point in spending 60. You might as well just punt, let Joe Milton quarterback, get a top five pick, and start over. Like, that's that team building wise. That's probably what they should do. They're not gonna do that. You know, they're dug in, and you can't really get rid of Dak anyway. Because of the contract, but I mean, it just put them in a bind. Like it really did. Like, having to pay three guys $130 million is not sustainable.
I got to be honest with you, RJ. I think the world right now, especially if you look on social media, they're expecting Dallas, and you guys are just a handful of representatives, but they're expecting Dallas to be much more angry about this than you all sound.
You'd be stunned at the text I have. Like, they're all like, good riddance, let's move on. Now, I'm not a good riddance guy. I think Mike is tremendous. I think he is, you know, easily one of the five best non-quarterbacks in the league to me. But yeah, from like the money that you were going to have to spend that it was going to take, because they dragged their feet, and that's their own fault, right? That's also their own fault, but because they dragged their feet. I thought for sure that it was going to be a problem to have $45 million there, $35 million with CeeDee Lamb, and then $60 million with Dak.
Fascinating. Yeah. Hey, RJ, good luck at baseball.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nice and warm.
Yeah.
Only 109 degrees, according to my car.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice buck nine, yeah.
We're
in the Metroplex.
We're shorts. All right. RJ, thanks, man. Appreciate you jumping on.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay. RJ Choppy.
Yep.
105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
Definitely.